the liturgy of this day, Palm Sunday, or to use the full name of this day, Palm Sunday of the Passion of the Lord, is a very rich liturgy and very long, so there's no need to give a long homily. The gospel passages that we have heard, the one that describes Jesus' triumphal and joyful entry into the holy city, and then the passage we just heard, the account of his sorrowful passion, these gospel accounts give us plenty to ponder. But for this afternoon, I would like to simply point out one major characteristic of this day, and then pick out one example of that characteristic in action. Give us something to reflect on. So that the major characteristic or aspect of this day is one of division or tension. Actually, this division marks not only today, but this whole week, Holy Week. In fact, it's part of Jesus' whole life on earth, this division. I was in a Palm Sunday procession early this morning. We were walking through a small neighborhood, and it was filled with political posters everywhere. Walls, lampposts, fences, even on the wires, everywhere. There's political posters and showing the names and the faces of the various candidates. And it's easy to tell, walking through that neighborhood, that there's a rivalry between the Orange Party and the Green Party. And everyone in the procession, we're all holding palms and we're singing as we walk along. Well, we're walking between these rival parties, that's how it felt. And people who will be voting next month will have to make a choice between the parties and between the candidates. And I'm sure you know, you've seen this, it's an election year. But the division that I'm talking about here, the division, the tension that was so high in Jerusalem was not like that. It was not a matter of a choice between legitimate candidates or positions. It was all about Jesus. Jesus of Nazareth, who had entered into the city riding on a donkey, came in as a king, but not as a triumphant king. And Jesus himself was the dividing line. Huge crowds considered him the Messiah, a holy man sent by God. The huge crowds wanted to make him king, son of David. Their cry on Palm Sunday was, Hosanna to the Son of David. On the other side, huge crowds considered him a dangerous blasphemer, and they wanted him arrested and killed. And their cry on Good Friday was, crucify him, crucify him. And that's the choice that is set before everyone in the city of Jerusalem on that Passover, sacred time for the Jews. But this is also the choice before every one of us in every age, including us gathered here this afternoon. Are we for Jesus or are we against him? There's no middle ground. There's no not voting. We can't be neutral and say he's a great man from the past. He's either the savior of the world or he's a deceiver. Yes or no? So that's the tension or the characteristic division. Now I said I want to pick out one example of this division. And the example I want to focus on is the two criminals who were crucified with Jesus, one on his right, one on his left. These two men are mentioned in the other Gospels as well, but only in Luke's Gospel are we given an opportunity to hear the conversations that they had with Jesus or about Jesus while they were hanging with him there on those three crosses. We only read from Luke's Gospel once every 3 years, so this gives us an opportunity to reflect on these two criminals. Now, and Jesus is here in the middle of sinners, the dividing line between the two. One of the two crucified men, the one that we call the bad thief, he reviled Jesus, like many in the crowd. He mocked him. He was saying, well, if you're the Messiah as you claim to be, well, then you should save yourself, and you can save us too. But obviously you can't. so you're only worthy of mockery. And Jesus gave that man no reply at all. Apparently, he could find no way to respond to such hardness of heart. He was silent. The other criminal, the one whom we call the good thief, he took the opposite position. He pointed out that he and the other thief were guilty, and they were receiving a just punishment for their crimes. I don't know what their crimes were, but it must have been serious because they were being crucified. They were guilty, but Jesus was innocent. And then this good thief made this remarkable prayer. While he was there at the threshold of death, dying on a cross, he made this prayer of humility, this prayer of faith. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. The thief acknowledged that he himself was a sinner, and he acknowledged that Jesus was a king. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. A bold request that the king should remember this sinner, that the king should be merciful. And of course, Jesus responds to this prayer with this extraordinary promise, amen, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. Today, you'll make this extraordinary transfer from terrible suffering on the cross to enjoying eternal life in paradise. St. Ambrose, one of the doctors of the church from way back, he commented on this passage saying, the Lord always grants more than one asks. Because the thief only asked him to remember him. But the Lord says to him, today you will be with me in paradise. Now notice, Jesus did not take that man down from his cross. He did not remove the nails. He did not relieve the physical pains. No, he did something much greater. He gave the man eternal life. Okay, these two criminals represent us all. We are all always either like one or like the other. We can't say, I don't want to be either one. We can't say, I don't want any crosses in my life. I don't want any suffering. We can't say that we're not guilty, that we're innocent. No. And we can't say there should be no consequences for our sins. No. We're here. We're guilty. And we're before the Lord. Now, when we sin, when we're selfish, when we're proud, when we're resentful, when we're complaining, when we're demanding, then we're like the bad thief. Jesus doesn't reject us. We reject him. It's our choice. And when we do that, we get no benefit from the great fruit of Holy Week. But when we confess our sins, when we are humble, when we pray, then we're like the good thief. The good thief is another model for us in this Jubilee year. The Jubilee year is always presenting us with the theme of pilgrims of hope. Here's a man, a pilgrim of hope. He's showing us that there's always hope for us sinners. Even when we're on the very threshold of death, there's hope for us because the King is merciful. Does Jesus take away all our sufferings when we repent? No. No. He doesn't take away every cross, even if we're acknowledging that we're sinners and we're asking for mercy. He does something much greater. He offers us a share in his eternal kingdom. His suffering makes our suffering worthwhile. His cross transforms our crosses. And he invites us to share in his victory over sin and death. Well, this is what we celebrate today and this week. And these two thieves are a great example of what we celebrate throughout the Holy Week. So let us make the decision today and every day to be like this good thief, to humbly ask the Lord to remember us when he enters into his kingdom.